Simen Shinches, Seif Yudches. Koitz Amunach Birshus Rabim. A person has a needle, a splinter. Amunach Birshus Rabim. Mutor letaltelo ipochis, pochis me arbaames. You'll have to carry it less from arbaames each time that you're not behaving a melocha deraise. Ubikamelis, and if it's in the Kamelis, Mutor letaltelo lehed, you're allowed to carry it. Why? Mishum dechashina and shema yuzku by rabim. If you leave it there, maybe someone, or binizak, someone will get damaged from it. Ubimokoim, ezeke de rabim legozer rabbanon shvuz. Chazaw anad gozer. Shvuz b'mokim ezeke de rabim, and there were matir two shvuzim here. One shvuz is carrying pochis pochis midaladames bushus rabim, or carrying it in a karmelis, and another shvuz that they were matir, the isur of tiltul mukze. This is the halacha. The Mishneh Berurah explains, Sif kot nainhe, koitz amunach, das arivosh, hamuva b'mogen avrom, dimaya koitz godol osur letaltolo, if it's very big, you're not allowed to carry it. The benekel yochel yizer min ashlo yuzak. Kevin de nir el hakoil, it's obviously, everyone sees it. V'ayam agen avrom shehik sha'olov, but it's a Shabbos miyashvoy. U mitzad et lairis kemoy say that if it's very big, and there's no chshash that people will be nizah because it's easy to be careful, you're not allowed to move it. V'ayam b'seif ha'shulchan ha'seishitim. That even so, b'tiltu min ha'tzad mutar gam b'zeh, we'll explain later why. Tiltu min ha'tzad, you're allowed to. Pochis pochis, ad she'esalken until he will move it letzidir shus ha'rabim. Moko in she'en doirsim by rabim, u'masham magen avrom. That the heter is dafke im hoyo ha'koitz munach shomer, im lo yoyo ha'koitz munach shomer erev Shabbos. If it was not dear Friday, dim loiken oyle lesalke im erev Shabbos. But if it was dear Friday, he had to move it away already Friday. Avel yoyo yo rabbe, choylik olov. Even if it was there of Shabbos and he didn't move it, Chazal b'mato the Shvus to move it away on Shabbos. Why? What is the heta? Because the mokim is zeki the rabim legozru chachomim. Va'od ha'isa le'el seivov ba'agoe dim yeshiv rizchuchis ba'bayis muto le'salke ve'lefanoisoy. And it's not a zeki the rabim. We learn it's evolved in the Ramah that if you have glass broken, you're allowed to move it. And in the house, the Chuh is not Motzi Rabim so much. Answers the Mishneh Berurah, Shoma Virak Isur Mukze. There is only the Isur of Mukze. And Isur of Mukze, the Mamatir, even without Tiltul, Ezeke the Rabim. But Isur Tiltul Arbaam is the Karmelis, Abashas Rabim Poches Mize, Chomu Mize. Bemele. It's more chamur, and there they were only matir if it's a zeke de rabim. So what is the maskon of this halacha? The mokim is zeke de rabim. They were matir kol shvus. We'll see later this loshon, even that the shmir Shabbos is matik in that loshon. Hitiru kol isur de rabbanon. The mokim is zeke de rabim. We'll see in the Hashulchan that he says you can learn out from koitz to different places to every zeke de rabim. Ein li elam mekayim v'shaitar. What yes and what not? We have to know. But nevertheless, the halacha is that you're allowed to be mokim mezeke the rabim to move it. The Mishneh Berurah says even if it was dear Friday, if it's big, the Mishneh Berurah is mitzadet only tiltul min hatzad. Little stones, the Mishneh Berurah in Biur Halacha says even that the halacha avnisakinu masoi shinichu b'shus rabim v'iziku, the person that puts it is chayev, but you're not allowed to move the stone stam in Shabbos. It's not motzi that people will be nizak b'Shabbos. So when you see this halacha, it sounds like a simple, clear halacha. The mokim is zeke the rabim, the matir shvusim, and if it's only a zeke the bayis, then the matir mukze, but not tiltul bekarmelis. I want a little bit to be marchiv on this halacha, and we'll see that it's not such a simple halacha. And the Gemara in Beit Zed Avchofches, the Omud Beis, the Gemara brings down shput, a big piece of wood, that they took meat, and they roasted it over the fire in Yom Tov. But when they finished to roast it, that piece of wood, that ate, that shpud, Chazal call it, it's sharp. So the Gemara says down, in Beitim, Chofches Amud Beis, Omar Rav Malchiyo, Shomto Yom Anicho Bekeren Zovis. He's allowed to move it with Tiltur Minatzah to the side. First man, the Omar holds only if it has Basar on it. Ravina Omar, you're allowed to move it aval pisha'en olav boso. Muto letaltolem. Mide da'ave ha'koitz b'rshus harabim. Like you're allowed to move the koitz b'rshus harabim, you're allowed to move the shput. Rashi there learned that if you're the first one, the Omar, you have to have tilto min atzad. Aber lefi Ravina, that is medame et koitz, you're allowed to carry the shput regularly. But the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Yudches, paskens da aloche, lokach etz she'ein miyuchod leshput v'tzoloi b'baso, osu letalteloi, elo shomto yomanicho b'keren zovis kedei shelo yuzku boi, afilo ein alav baso, Shulchan Aruch paskens da shput, you're allowed to move shelo yuzku boi rabim afilo ein b'baso, but only shomtoi, so Mishnebura learns v'shem de Bes Yosef, that the heter is only betiltol min atzad. Shelo yuzku by rabim. The Mishnah Berurah and Tov Kuf Yudches Sifkot Mechof Aleph brings the question, and he asks the following question: so why besimen Shin Ches Sif Yudches and Yankoyz b'shusar rabim lo yitzrichu tilto min atzad? Mishum dehave ezeke de rabim. Shput is not ezeke de rabim, even that it's in the reshusar rabim, but not so much people of Benizak. It's not so motzui to Benizak. It's big. The male is only muto tilto min atzad, and this is really what we learn in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot 9 Hey. The Bir Halacha there asks the following question: so why in Seif Vav and the Ramo Bayos Shivrei Schuchis Babayis Al Hashulchan you're allowed to be mesalek? There it's not rabim. There it's not rabim. So why it's muter even without tilto min atzad? And the first thing the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that maybe schuchis is more from a shput, less from a koitz. So maybe even babayis you're allowed to be metaltalot. Ve'aikor Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to move the schuchis only betiltul min atzad. Even if the kolboy didn't mention it, it's agav groy, agav shitvei, and this is the achroy of the Mishnah Berurah that you're only allowed to move it betiltul min atzad. So it comes out lemaskone. Koitz b'rshus rabim ezeke de rabim you're allowed to even the regular tiltul. Schuchis babayis or shput b'rshus rabim only tiltul min atzad. And this is the way that even that Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos didn't mention it. And this is the way the Shmir Shabbos brings down the halacha that memokim shein rabim is only mutar tiltul min atzad. Now, what is the shiur of rabim? He brings down from Mishnah Zalman three people, less from three. It's Yochid. Three is already called Rabbi. He brings another Chiddush of Shem Zalman that if three people are in the house and you could tell them to be careful, you have to tell them, maybe B'shusar Rabbim you don't have to. But in that case, that it's three people, you have to tell them to be careful and there's no heter. Only if it's little kids that you cannot tell them, then there's a heter in the house. Why Rabbi Shem Zalman Erbach said that second Chiddush? In the Oros Shulchan Shleimer, they say that someone asked them a question. You say that three people is called Rabim. So Mishnah Berurah by us in Sifkot Nayin Zayin asked the question, why Babayis is Mutal? Hare ein Mosui Shom Rabim. If three people, normal house, a husband, a wife, and one kid is already Rabim. The answer is, but that kind of massive, you could tell them not to be careful, and they could be careful. Memele doesn't have a din of Rabim. Mikol Mokim, Mishnah Zaman Oyerbach comes and asks the following very, very strong question, a very hard question. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shintet Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mechof Zayin and more, brings down a fly, a mosquito is coming to bite someone, or a snake. You're allowed to make a tzede, Melorah Shem Tzricha Legufa, some cases you're even allowed to kill it. We have to see there the protein, when yes and what not. And the question is, but it's only a zeke de yochid, and we said you have to have a zeke de rabim. How are you allowed to be oizu melochis de rabbonon? That you will not have a tzar. But only a zeke de rabim de omato, not a zeke de yochid. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to say, so like this, I want to be magdim. You could have said maybe it's a different aloche. But the Rosh learns out that aloche, the Rosh learns out that aloche from koiz b'rshus rabim. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to say like this: a koiz b'rshus rabim, it's not the pshat three people of Benizak. Schuch is maybe a lot of glass. It's one koiz. And more from that, after it gets stuck in one person, some of the other people will not be nizak in it. Now the maile of rabim is that there's more chances that it will happen. It's more likely that it will happen. This is the heter of ezeke de rabim. It's more likely that it will happen. And yochid, it's not so likely. But, lo yitzuyer, the mosquito is already biting, the parosh is already biting the person, and you know for sure that it's happening, has the same mile as Eke the Rabbim. So the Rabbim and that Rabbim is not the Dafka Rabbim, just the chances. This is Be'etzem Da'achroev of Shlomo Zalman. Just he asks on himself a very strong question. And Simon Reisha in Ches, we learn that Aloha is, one Seif, Mutol Lechabo Yisaner, you're allowed to shut a candle, B'shem She'isha Nacholi She'yesh B'Sakone. The Bir Aloha brings down, why only Cholei She'yesh B'Sakone? Why Cholei She'em B'Sakone you're not allowed to? It's B'mokim Tzar. Ma'ishnu Migachelesh, B'mokim Tzar, you're allowed to be Mechabem, Aloha She'etzuchel Legufo, that people will not be Nizak, and it brings down the Primegodim, that the Primegodim answered, Hosu Mishum Tzayre de Rabbi, Ma'she'enkim B'inyaneinu She'u Cholei Hu Yochid. But if you're Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, here's a tzar lehedye. When it's a tzar lehedye, we said Yochid is like Rabbim. It's a very hard question. We have to be miyashavit. So if you test, sulam shel aliyah, a ladder that you go up to the roof, shu godel, it's big, ve'osu le'atiach be'ezgagoy, it's made to cover the roof with cement that the rain will not come in, osu le'taltelo, you're not allowed to carry it in Shabbos. Aber shel shoivach, that is made to go to the bird's nest, mutol intoisu b'mokim l'mokim, you're allowed to move it, aber lo yelichenu mishovach l'shovach, but not to carry it from a shovach from one nest to the other nest, kidei shelo yase kederech shu oisu b'choil v'yobel etzeit v'yobel lotzu. So as a chiluk, it's in between the ladder of the aliyah and the ladder of the shovach. Why the ladder of the aliyah is also, you have to know, this aloche of a ladder is a very big aloche, and the tour by us and the tour in Hilchis Yontef, the whole sugi and beitza, we'll try to go tamtis what is negea le'ar inyan. One reason is brought down because gezeira, that if you will carry the sulam shel aliyah, people will say that he's going lehatiach begagoy. And what is asur afilu b'chadrei chadorim. Another reason is the Magen Avraham says that it doesn't have a shem keili because people don't move it, so it doesn't have a shem keili. We have to know what it means. We know the Mishnah Berurah by us in the beginning of Shinche says that Kelim Kveidim, that people don't move, are not considered Muktze. Chazni says if you machpid not to move it, maybe it is Muktze, Machnas Chesor and Kis. But why this is exactly Muktze, we have to know. Some say because it's heavy and people leave it here and they machpid and it's made for Shimush Karka, so it's Botel Lekarka because it's made for Shimush Karka. Anyways, we have two reasons. Gzeire mitzad aroim, other because it's Eine Keli. Primegodim brings down a nafkemina. If it's mitzad, gzeire mitzad aroim, could be allowed to move it in a way that you're not using it, just moving it away. There's no gzeire saroim, you have to know. But if it's mukta because it's Eine Keli, it's also afu tzor gufu yamekoimoi. Either way, both of them, the Mishnah Berurah says, small ladders that people use in their house, in our house, in our days, for sure allowed to be moved. This is the halacha. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sivkot Nein Zayin. I'm sorry, Sivkot Nyut Ayin Ches. Shu Godel Abel Tiltel Abel Sulomei Shebebai Shasuim Letaltel Mizobis Lezobis Letzorich Eze Tashmish Lo Yossi Lemeim Ala Atiach Gaga Yutzorich And Bemele You Allow To Letaltel Degilo Yitzi Al Yodo Eze Dobo Min Ali Ola Alo Yitzi You Allow To Va'ayle Kamo Besimen Tov Kuf Yut Ches Betal Shekosa Zafiru Im Asulomu Godel Gam Ken Muto Gagoy, shegugusayim eino mishupim v'tzrichim leatiach betit kedei sheyazuvu amemeim lemato. Letalto le'ayimpur megodim, delefi das ha-rambam, afiru letzor gufim mekoyim yosu. So this is the halacha. But halacha brings down that some rishonim and some achronim hold that asulam shel aliyah, they were not gezer on Shabbos. The truth is the two holds like that. But the achroev the rambam that it's asur, and the Shulchan Aruch here is going lefi the achroev the rambam. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was Ma'orer a very big shaila. The truth is, Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Hilchos Yontef brings down another reason to ask for the Sulam Shel Aliyah. It's a klisha melachta le'isu. Because you use it to go to fix the roof. It's a klisha melachta le'isu. And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach lefi zeh roitze lo'imar that a phone book is also klisha melachta le'isu. Like the ladder, you don't do meloche with the ladder. You just get to do the meloche. With a phone book, you see the number, and with that you call. It's also klisha melachta le'isu. Reb Nissim Karelis in Chut HaShoni says, the opposite we see here, that no one said it's klisha melachta le'isu. Shmuel Zalman himself is more of that. the Buraloch brings down some poison. Well, you're allowed to carry it in Shabbos. Why are you allowed to carry it in Shabbos? It's Klish Melachti Leisu. Okay, you could be Meyashav that these Shittas men Letzor Gufo Yom Ekoimoy. These Shittas men Letzor Gufo Yom Ekoimoy. So this is the Shai. Reb Nissim Kareli says from here we see that it's not Klish Melachti Leisu. Shumazama wants to bring from Shonor Harav that it is. And from the other places that are Matir, maybe it's also Mitzad Uvda Dechoyl. We have to know. We have to know. We have to know another shaila. They have today the ladders, very big ladders. They're made from a metal that is called titanium. It's very light metal. It doubles and doubles and makes very small. People move it, but it's made for fixing. So, als Mogen Avram is not shaykh here. People move it. So it's a keli. But, it's shaykh, the gzeiras haroim, because it's made to fix. So, lechura bi also to move it. If it's only made to do melochis, it's also klishim melachti leisu, at least roiv shimush leisu, for Rav Shemazamana to be also. Seif chof. Charuyo is pirush anofim shel dekel. The branches of the schach. Shekzotzom lesreifo. Muktzimem va'osu letaltal. I want to explain, the Mishnebura explained that that days it was not made b'stomel lesreifo. It was made b'stomel leishev aleyem. Just if he was koitzes l'shem sreife, then it becomes mukta. But with machshove, you could be mafkia that mukta. Our days, it's b'stomem mukta. No one uses it to leishev on them. B'meile, b'stomem it's mukta. And the way you mafkia the mukta, we'll have to see in Seif Chof Aleph, not enough a small machshove, you'll have to have a much stronger machshove, or even more from that. So we'll see Seif Chof again. Chariyo is pirush anofim shel dekel shkitzotzom lesreif amukzimem v'osu letaltalo yoshav aleim me'at miboidyoim. One way muto leishav aleim b'shabes, it's not mukze kol shekenim koshrom leishav aleim hidere maise o im choshav aleim miboidyoim leishav aleim afilo b'chol, they're not mukze. So there's three ways: choshav aleim, yoshav aleim, mokshorom is mafkia de mukze. We'll see the Mishnebura Sif Kotten Pei Alef. שקצותם לסריפה, משמע דה סתום אלוי אסירה. ואין לכמון, מה שכספתי, סתום דה מוגן אברום, דה בעצים שלנו, סתום אלוי עומדים לעסוק. איסה בשעס, ידע משנבו, אז משנם סמסים, דה גמור ברינג דאון, אין שבס קוף חופי, דה שכנור דין ברינג דאון. דה זמירו שיש בראשו הקמימי, יש כאין מזליק, like a fork, שרוי ליטלס אולו דלי ולמלס, but you could use it to take, to put a pail, and to take out water from the well. אבל פי שחישל אוף מערב שבס למעלס בו, אוסו למעלס בו בשבס. You're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. אלא אם כן קשור הבדלי מערב שבס, he already tied the דלי to the זמירו, to the piece of wood, the חשינן. שמו תהיה ארוכו ויקטמנו מתר שירקו ונו יכול לקטם, he will come to fix that זמירו. That'll be easier for him to go to get the water with it. ונמצא איסה כלי וחי משומקי בפרטי שגזיר את הרבונו. ואם הוא קושר, משמע דשורי, but if that piece of wood is hard, משמע דשורי. אפילו אם רק איכן הזמירו לקח מערב שבת. ואם הוא מחובר לקרקע, הזמיר אז מחובר יד. אפילו אם הוא קושר, כששם היקטרים, אפילו אוכי אוסר להשתמש בו, אלא אם כן הקשור הבדלי. Why? משום מוקצה, everything that is מחובר, אז השם מוקצה, ואז השם will be learning later, the הלוכס, if מחובר חושב מוקצה. מחובר לקרקע, למעני מחשוב, ולא יציא המתרס מוקצה. Only a maise of a kshira. Now the Mishnah Berurah is mamshich. Even a maise kshira is matir mechuber, that is not mukze. But it's a tnai that that mechuber has to be lower from gimel tfochim. After the mechuber lo yisharin and afilu bekshura, even when we're matir is only elo kshaz meiri poches mishloish tfochim samuch loorets. Di lavochi osu mishum mishtamesh beilon kmishikosu besim eshin lamedvob. It's another isur of mishtamesh beilon. So this is the halacha that the charorio is שקצותם לסריפה אסורים till he makes a מחשווה or קשירו הישיבה אסור בטילטול. היינו טילטול ממש, you're not allowed to carry it, אבל לישב עליהם כשהם מזיזו ממקוימו ועדי שורי. Here is the חידוש of the משנברור that the חרוריה is אסור לטלטלו, but you're allowed to sit on them in Shabbos, even that they're מוקצה. You're allowed to sit on a stone, on a car, you're allowed to sit שיטס המשנברור. ואפילו כשמזיזו על ידי ישיבוסי מצד המגן אברום להוקר. And even if it moves, the Magen Avraham is mitzadet at its mutter. The tzilum and tzaduk as manshir mazizim biyadayim. Umatzosim ha-meiri shegam hu iskim leze, ak shekosam mokim shein tzorich roi lifresh mize. So the Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh yo achidush, not everyone is masking with it, that if you're allowed to sit on a stone, and even if it moves, mitzadet the Magen Avraham that its mutter, and v'chei matzosim ha-meiri, just like a tchile not to do it. And this is the way Mishnah Berurah explains the whole seif here. Also the Taltalam, but the sit you're allowed to. Vim yoshev aleihem me'at miboid yoyim, mutor leishev aleihem b'shabbos. Mutor ve'af al bishol yechishev aleihem miboid yoyim, de b'zeh she yoshev giledaitel li yeshiva kaime v'usor me'aleihem shem mukce. Yeshiva already is matir, and charor yoyis. And different things we'll see later is different halachas. So then if yoshev aleihem b'erev shabbos, mutor leishev aleihem, Mishnah Berurah learns anyway you're allowed to sit on a stone. So Mishnah Berurah fixes it. Leishev aynu afinu letaltelam kedei leishev aleihem. But leishev for sure you're allowed to. And even if it moves, me'iker abdin the Mishnah Berurah is matir. So we said, if you sat on it, it's good. Oyim kshorom, oyim chosha, what's the name of the bezesh osom maizim boidyoim? Oy shechosha bedayte, beedil yeshiva, bevada, ibotam aleim shem mukzen et smuta. So he says, yoshev aleim, kshorom, oy chishev aleim. Leishev aleim, afilu bechoyl. Mishnah Berurah siv kotn peivov. אבל יורה בשם כמה רישיינים שסבור לי למחשוב עליהם מעני אלא מכן חישוב לישוב עליהם בשבת. It's not enough to think to sit on it on weekday. שמזמן אורבך adds that the הלוכב חישוב עליהם that בכל is enough and the יורה says that לכתחילה you have to have a מחשוב for Shabbos. He explains like this. If someone has a מחשוב על המושל on this decal to use it from now on for sitting. This is not planning to sit on it in Shabbos. Shabbos he sits on a couch. For sure it's enough. He doesn't have to have a plan to sit on Shabbos. Here we're talking that he was planning to sit on it once. It's miyachal for one day, for 2 days. It's already enough. We'll see later because these things are not miyuchad l'sreifa. Just was a ktsotom l'sreifa, but if you have a machshava, you go back to the original and you don't have to have a machshava l'oilam. And that halacha has to be chotsh machshava for Shabbos. If it's not a machshava for Shabbos, then it's not enough. Only there, it was machbir. Nachzor le'ikar divrei Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said that you're allowed to sit on the stone, and even if it moves. This is the Mishnah Berurah Shita. The Moker is the Magen Avraham, and the Moker from the Magen Avraham is Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yudalev Sivches. You're allowed to sleep on a bed, even if it's Kash and Gvava that are Mukta, they will move. You're allowed to. So you have to know why here we're Shtikel Machmir. Why here we're Shtikel Machmir. Why here we're shtickel machmir? Why here we're shtickel machmir? So I want to be masmir. The Mishnah Berurah himself here says, Me'ikar din you're allowed to sit on a stone. He's matir to sit on a stone. And he's matir to sit on every mukta. And even if it moves, she says, Roi le'achmir. And the mokir is, we said, the bed, you're allowed to lay on the bed, even that is kash. The truth is that the chazanish dir is machmir. And he says, the heter of kash is when you sleep on a normal bed. But when you sleep on a bed that is made from kash and you move the kash, it's called mazis begufa, let's say rechamukta, you want to be using the mukta, and then it's also the chazanish asset. And the fear that here also, if the stone moves, you're not allowed to. If you're the chazanish, you're not allowed to. But the Mishnah Berurah me'ikar din is matir there also. Here is machmir. Maybe there, like the chazanish, here we call makam lekatchila is machmir. We have to know why it's lekatchila machmir b'shem de meiri. We have to know like this. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings down in two more places also this chumra. In Shin Beis, he's talking about rubbing your shoe when you have dirt on it. So he says not to rub it on the wall, but you could rub it on a stone. So you've got mechav zayin. V'lididei ein mekanchim elo b'koyro oy be'even. And the Sharatzion Lamedhei says ach dafkim even gdelo shlo yisnad mir al-dei kinuchoy. Here is matir. We have to know why there is machmir. Also in Simen Tov Kuf Aleph Sivkot Lamed Hei is also Machmir Shtikl the Mishnah Berurah. Now, so if someone wants to sit on a stone, if it doesn't move, you're allowed to. But if it moves, if you're the Chazanish, it's also if the Mishnah Berurah is Roi Leachmir. So someone will have a Shaila. He wants to lean on a car on Shabbos Lechura, and if the car will move, for the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to throw in the Achmir, Chaznish is also. Zog the Ber Moshe, Lekule Alme, it's muter. A car is Klishim Lachze Leisu. Tzor Gufo Yimekoyim, are you allowed to? So gufa mekayim, are you allowed? And the truth is, we have to understand here another question. The Mishnah Berurah says a person is allowed to push muktzeh, the tzericha muktzeh, with his foot. He's allowed to kick muktzeh. Chaznish is machm. You have money, you don't want no one to steal it, you want to kick it under the bed. For the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed. For the Chaznish is also. So for the Mishnah Berurah is muter. So why here, like a tchili, you're not allowed to sit on the stone, even that it moves? So it could be, to be mazdu the saloche, could be the pshat is azay. Could be the pshat is azay. He's called mishtamesh b'mukze. And there's a new issue of mishtamesh b'mukze. This is what I want to explain a little bit. By us is a aloche, you're allowed to sit on the stone. And the same thing is gemores, you're allowed to lay on the bed, and you have kash v'gvavo. It's gemores. Mitzad sheini, the gemore in Shabbos Chofches brings down that if a person has a psila that is mukze, he's not allowed to use it. He's mishtamesh b'mukze. And the question is, when is osur lishtamesh b'mukze and when is mutar lishtamesh b'mukze? There is mashma is osur lishtamesh b'mukze even if he's not moving it. Here is mashma is mutar lishtamesh b'mukze. We have to know this aloche is a very big aloche. It's not the mokim to go into it now. I just want to marry mokim on it. The Rav Kiva Eiger and Simon Shin Chofei and Morgan Avrom Sifkotin Tess, Morgan Avrom brings down the mukze mutar b'anoi. I'm a primigodim. I'm a chidush ha'arashbo. The ikar the mukta muta ba'anoi v'lo yosro le tiltu lo ilechol v'afilu lishtamish bo biyodayim ki lo nadloko ilismuch b'kar ha'amito afilu b'mikoyimo yishen mazizem b'mikoyimo yosro. You're allowed to walk on the floor. You have to know when yes and when not. But lishtamish b'mukta, he says it's osro. Lefize, vada yosro leishav ala even. Demali ben semich mitosi b'kar ha'amito yishen semich atzmoi. That is matter to sit on the heaven v'tzorich hiu. So Be'ez Hashem will get later to the halachas when you're allowed to be mishtamesh b'mukze and when it's also. So could be this halacha is coming from that mismedrash that lekatchila maybe not to. Maybe the mishavur was machmir when it moves. Maybe lekatchila not to. Any idea? Any idea? Any idea?